Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text is the gospel lesson from Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. I will not reread it. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ. The healing of Bartimaeus occurs in the gospels after Jesus predicts his imminent death. And after the request of James and John to sit beside Jesus when he enters his glory, this request results in Jesus' announcement of servanthood. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So Jesus sets forth teaching what this means as he rejects the world's pressures as they cry out to him and try to silence those in need. Instead, Jesus comes to serve. You see, this is the last healing miracle Jesus performs on his way into Jerusalem. In fact, in Mark's gospel, when this text ends, the very next text is his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And so Jesus begins the last part of his journey from Jericho to Jerusalem, and he passes by a man named Bartimaeus, whose name, oddly enough, simply means son of Timaeus. So Mark, who's writing to a Gentile audience, tells us what the name means so we can understand. He is sitting there by the roadside, and he heard about Jesus of Nazareth. And he cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, it's kind of interesting that in the other Gospels, there are two people crying out for Jesus to heal them of their blindness. But in Mark's, it's only Bartimaeus, and it could be because he got up and followed Jesus. We're not sure. But the term Son of David is an important Christological title. Bartimaeus associated this title with mercy. Jesus, the name that simply means God saves or the Lord saves, Son of David, have mercy on me. Later in Mark, Jesus points out that this title is reserved for the Christ as he teaches the scribes in the temple. How can the scribes say that the Christ is the Son of David? David himself and the Holy Spirit declared, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet." David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son? As Jesus enters Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, which follows our text, the people, the crowds, the masses are greeting him, "Hosanna, save us now. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blesses the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." And Matthew records that the crowd proclaimed, "Son of David." There is no time in the scriptures, and this is highly important for all of us to remember, there is no time in the scriptures when somebody cries out to God for mercy, cries out to Jesus for mercy, that Jesus doesn't provide mercy. Not once. For Bartimaeus, life must have been miserable. For in the world that he lived in, nothing was done to make life easier for the blind. There were no public laws requiring special accommodations. In fact, it is not uncommon to see in other countries to this day, blind just sitting on the ground outside of areas where people will gather and begging. With little hope of anything else in their life. Bartimaeus, it appears, had had sight at one time and then lost it. And I know that this is a fear for many of us. Whether you are dealing with macular degeneration or cataracts or just age, the thought of being blind can be downright overwhelming. What is much worse than being born blind or losing your sight is being spiritually blind and a sinner. For Bartimaeus, all he had to hear was the name Jesus, and he knew it was enough. Surely there was all type of talk about this Jesus who had healed the sick and restored sight to the blind. He had made the deaf hear and the lame walk. He even raised the dead. But to Bartimaeus, it was all hearsay. Yet for him, it was enough. It was hope where there had only been darkness. And he cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And this is exactly what we are doing here today. We have been led by the Holy Spirit to God's house to receive His gifts of mercy. And we have rejected all the attempts of the crowds to discourage us. Sure, our flesh maybe wanted a little more sleep this morning, or to do something a lot more entertaining. The world looks upon us Christians today as oppressors and sexist and simple-minded. And the devil would rather have you cry out to him for help, went to his anti-worship, that you, rather than trusting in God's grace and mercy, you would rather trust in that which you earn and feel that you deserve and believe that you've become worthy of. But for Bartimaeus, no one could silence him. Instead, he became more convinced and cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me," even when the masses are trying to shut him up. Oh, how the crowds flip. Look at the text. One minute it's be quiet, and the next minute they're all excited for Bartimaeus because Jesus, like Bob Barker on The Price is Right, said, "Come on down." And now these hushers become hurriers. "Take heart. Get up. He's calling you." Oh, how often we want to believe that we know what Jesus wants us to do, but apart from Jesus' word, we are doomed. We are doomed by our own sinful nature, and sometimes we reject that thought, but that's where problems come into our theology. Look at the crowd. Look at the crowd. The man cries out for mercy, and their natural response is, "Shut up, be quiet." That's the flesh. Only upon hearing the word do they actually know what Jesus wants. How often do those around Jesus think he's too busy? Too busy for the children, the sick, the dying, or to care for those who are even dead. Only to hear Jesus say, "Let them come. Your faith has made you well," or "Rise." You see, Jesus came to serve and to save those who are dead in their sin. It's not a hobby for him or an extra. It's who he is. Jesus calls him and heals him, and the text tells us, and immediately recovered his sight and followed him on the way. Which means that Bartimaeus then followed Jesus into Jerusalem on the triumphal entry, possibly into the temple when he cleaned house, and then would have probably been around somewhere in town as he's being whipped, beaten, and crucified. Please understand, when Jesus says to Bartimaeus, "Go your way, your faith has made you well," he is not saying Bartimaeus did something to earn or deserve his sight back. For true faith does not look at itself and count its accomplishments. This faith looks only to Jesus alone. For only Jesus is the one from whom all mercy comes. And this faith is given by God's grace, not by works, lest any one of us boast. For the Christ, our only boast is in the Lord Jesus. For the Christian, our only boast is in the Lord Jesus. And true faith receives eyes to see Jesus is much more than any man, but rather sees him, the promised Son of David, the promised crusher of the serpent's head, as he hangs dying for our sins on the cross and 3 days later rises from the dead, that all who believe in him may have eternal life. These are distributed to you this day through the hearing of his word and the reception of his sacraments. For Jesus the Christ, the Son of David, is the only begotten Son of God, our Lord and Savior. And this faith doesn't care what the world or our friends and family or even our flesh says, because faith saves not because of itself, but because it was granted to us by God's grace and mercy, revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. God alone creates faith out of the darkness of our sinful death and brings life and it eternal to all who believe. Through this God-given faith, Jesus becomes ours and we become his. May we think of this each time as we sing in the liturgy, the Kyrie, Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. As we join ourselves with the poor, wretched outcasts throughout Scripture, like Bartimaeus, whose only hope and only help is Jesus. As we head into the celebration of Reformation Day next week, we would do well to remember Martin Luther's last words that he had scribbled out. After his death, they found a note, and what he had written is simply this: we are all beggars. That pretty much sums it up. Whether we have a lot or a little, we are all beggars before God. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. And the good news for us all is he does. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.